From Omaha, Nebraska, the Pet Milk Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, brings you Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, Cliff Marquette, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Keith Fowler and directed by Max Hutto, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. Any woman who cooks likes to feel that her work is appreciated. And I'll tell you a secret. Compliments do seem to come oftener to the women who cook with Pet evaporated milk. Honest, you can make the most delicious things in the world with Pet milk. Cream pies, for instance, that just can't be beat for smoothness and downright goodness. Puddings and custards, too, and all sorts of sauces and gravies. And try Pet milk meatloaf sometime. Boy, what a treat that is. In meatloaf, you see, you use Pet milk in place of eggs, because Pet milk is double rich. Sweet country milk concentrated to double richness by evaporation. And what a difference that double richness makes in so many things, from cream soups to the frosting on a cake. Now, on every tall can of Pet milk, you get a famous Mary Lee Taylor recipe right on the label. So tomorrow, get several tall cans of Pet milk, and let Pet help you get more compliments on your cooking. The Community Chest Campaign gets underway in Omaha tonight with a big rally at the Exarvin Coliseum. And here in his hotel room, working on a speech that nobody asked him to make, is himself, of Fibber McGee and Molly.
All right, Molly, let's get to work. I want to dictate the speech I'm going to make tonight at that absorbing Coliseum.
Exarvin.
Gesundheit.
No, dearie, the name of the...
Boy, oh boy, what a speech this will be. I'll fracture them. I'll get applause. I'll get cheers. I'll get the phone. Hello, McGee in 303 speaking. The desk. I didn't order no desk. Oh, the desk clerk. Oh, you found one for me, eh? Owns his own fiddle, too, eh? Oh, well. I'll send him right up.
What is this about a fiddle?
I ordered an Italian fiddle player to fiddle some fiddle music for me while I dictate my speech. Mood music.
McGee, you didn't really ask for a violin player.
He's on his way up here now. Clerk said he was bringing his Stradivarius with him. That's probably Italian for girlfriend. Boy, when I sound off with that speech tonight at that exorbitant Coliseum.
Exorbitant?
Gesundheit. When I make that speech, I'll have them in the aisles. I'll have their eyes full of tears and their hands full of money, stuffing it into the community chest.
Come in.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh, hi, Bud.
Permit me to introduce myself. I am Pasquale Amalfi, the most talented virtuoso of the violin in all of South Omaha.
The fiddle player, eh? You any good?
Well, am I good?
Yeah.
When I was just a little boy, I played with a Heifetz and a Kreisler.
Oh, out running around with the other kids when you should have been home practicing, huh? Well, you just do the best you can.
Well, what do you want me to do, boss?
You just play real sad when I give you the high sign. Mood music. I'm going to dictate my speech. Got a pencil, Molly?
Yes, dearie.
Well, here we go. Play, fiddle. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say that I and you, and in fact all of us, have come here tonight because this is the night we are gathered here tonight at this horse bargain coliseum.
Exarvin!
Stop the music. Stop the music. You know, your cold is getting worse, kiddo. Well, what did I say? You got it wrote down?
No, dearie.
Why not?
No paper.
Oh. Well, that's just the result of somebody's carelessness.
Yours.
We won't mention no names. Give me the phone. Hello, this is McGee in 202, or McGee in 303. Send up two bellhops, one with plain paper and one with carbon paper. That's right, two of them, on the double, bud.
McGee, you didn't need two boys for that.
Why, sure I did. The boy that carries the plain paper can't carry the carbon paper. Might get it all smudged up. Here, take the speech down on this envelope till the paper gets here. I gotta get busy.
Shoot, dearie.
Music, bud. You people are here tonight because you're the type of people that when other people need help, people like us, people, we like to help people stop the music. What'd I say? Read that back.
All right. You said American people are generous. They like to help their fellow man in time of need.
Yeah, that's what I said. Hey, I turned a pretty nice phrase, you know that. I'll bet a...
Come in.
Here's your paper, sir.
And your carbon paper, sir.
Okay, thanks, boys. Here. Here's 7 cents. Divide that among you.
McGee, why did you give the boys 7 cents, for goodness sake?
Why not? Everything else has gone up from a nickel to 7 cents. Let's get on with the speech. Music, maestro. The community chest, which every community needs its help, because of all the good stuff it does, won't be able to do this stuff without plenty of dough and stop the music. Read it back. What did I say?
Well, you said your community chest services cover such things as Boys Club, the USO, Care of the Aged, and dozens of other important projects.
My very words. Doggone it, who's interrupting me? Come in.
Oh, it's Dr. Gamble. Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Molly, and good evening to you, Belt Buster.
Hi, I'm Ellen Belly. And don't sit down. I'm busier than a double-jointed woodpecker in a lumberyard. I'm working on my speech for tonight. You ready, Maestro?
Si, signore.
Where'd he come from? I didn't see him standing there.
Well, he plays the mood music, Doctor.
Oh, no.
Yep. While I compose my speech, he fiddles. We got to leave here in a few minutes, and I got to get out to that ex-soybean coliseum.
Ex-Arvin!
You think you ought to try penicillin, Molly?
Dearie, the name of the place.
Come in.
Here's your penny, sir.
A penny? For what?
Well, you gave us 7 cents to divide between us, and it didn't come out even. You get a penny back.
Oh. Okay, let's have it.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Well, what are you so happy about, son?
I won the bet. I told Joe he'd take it.
Why shouldn't I take it? It was my penny in the first place. Well, come on, let's get on with his speech, Molly. It's getting late.
What's the subject of this address?
Generosity.
It figures. Who asked you to speak anyhow?
Only the high muckety-muck of the whole campaign here asked me to speak. That's who, how. A guy named Landon.
Mr. Landon asked you, McGee?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I bet Landon doesn't know it either.
Oh, sure he does. I cornered him on the sidewalk this morning and offered to make the big speech of the evening. Don't do it, he says. And I says, no trouble at all, I says, grabbing him by the lapel. What do you want me to talk about? And he says, about 10 seconds if we can't stop you. And I says, I'll talk an hour. And he was so overcome with gratitude, he just gave a kind of a low moan, put his hands over his eyes, turned on his heel, and walked into an open manhole. I come right upstairs and called my fiddle player.
Where are you going, Doctor?
To find an open manhole. I'm going to join Landon. So which way out of here? Oh, this door must
oh,
be...
Oh, no, Doctor.
No,
not that door.
Door. I got all my stuff.
Oh, no.
This place is just like home.
Billy Mills in the orchestra, and because of you.
is a busy lobby.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, we better call a cab and get out to that Coliseum because... Oh, look. There's Wally Wimple.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Wimple.
Hi, Wim.
Hello, folks. Oh, am I having a good time this week? I love Omaha.
Yeah?
Well, good. What do you like best about Omaha, Mr. Wimple?
No sweetie face.
Sweetie face, you mean?
Yes, my big old wife. Ah, beautiful, peaceful Nebraska. I was out in the country today with my bird book, and all at once I heard a strange noise in a clump of bushes.
Yeah?
A strange noise?
Yes. So I tippy-toed up and peeked right in.
Oh? What was it, Wimp? A tax collector on the lam?
No. It was the strangest sight, Mr. McGee. I saw a small yellow body with a sharp bill, four webbed feet, and a large copper-colored horn.
My goodness. What on earth was it?
A canary, two ducks, and a saxophone player named Eddie.
Well, I tell you, it must be beautiful out there in the country, Mr. Wimple. With the trees changing color and all.
Yes, it's just lovely, Mrs. McGee. In fact, I wrote a little poem about it today. I call it Fall in Nebraska.
Fall in Nebraska. Well, let's hear it, Wimp, since we're probably going to anyhow.
All righty. It's fall in old Nebraska. The leaves are red and gold. The flowers and trees and birds and bees are ready for the cold. The whole world's changing colors, and I'll change color too. When Sweetie Face finds me, I'll be a lovely black and blue.
Cute, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we gotta get a... Oh, excuse me, bud.
Oh, my fault, sir. Oh, it's you, pal. Hi, Molly.
Oh, hi,
hello,
Junior.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox. You having fun in Omaha?
Oh, you bet I am, Molly. It's my hometown, you know. Born here.
Yeah, I understand they got a bronze plate on your old desk out at Benson High School, Junior. Yeah, that's fine. Got it right on his old desk. It says Harlow Wilcox slept here.
You're a great little joker, pal.
I'm thumping him in there tonight.
At least that's one man's opinion. Yours?
Yep.
Well, say, incidentally, kids, did you hear that ball game on the radio this afternoon?
Oh, it was something.
I was sitting there listening, and I got to thinking what an important part milk plays in our daily menus.
Ooh, right out of deep left field.
And it suddenly occurred to me that one of the greatest food bargains on the market these days is pet evaporated milk.
Yeah, but what that...
Yes, sir. Pet milk not only gives you all the goodness of whole sweet milk, but it's easy on your budget, too.
Wilcox now pitching for pet.
Because pet costs less generally than any other form of whole milk. That's right. Pet evaporated milk, which is just good sweet country milk made double rich by evaporation... cost you less than any other form of whole milk.
I know,
that's why that's why pet milk is such a favorite with economy-minded housewives.
Yeah, hey,
and
hey,
beyond
hey,
that,
hey,
it's
look,
so
wait,
good.
Wait,
it's good. Just... It's stillish.
Una minute, please. Look, Milky.
Yes, pal.
Do you have to go, Mr. Wilcox? We do.
Well, yes, Molly, I do. I really do. There's an old school chum waiting to have dinner with me right now, Molly.
Oh, how nice. I suppose you'll talk about the days when you tried to see who could get your clothes off first to dive into the old swimming hole, huh?
Well, I hardly think so. Her name is Mary McNamara. See you later.
Mistake I made, wasn't it, about the old school chum?
Boy, oh boy. That was like one girl basketball player falling down and grabbing another girl basketball player by her uniform.
What do you mean, dearie?
You pulled a bloomer. Yeah, my gosh, don't you get it, Molly? Basketball girls pulled a...
Ain't funny, McGee.
Ain't? That's odd. When I and Fred Nittany used that gag at the Elks Club in Wahoo... Oh, hey! There's Latrivia. He's going out to the Coliseum. Maybe he'll take us. Hey, Latria. Hi, boy.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, glad to see you, Molly. Come on, let's get outside here. I've got a cab coming in a few minutes.
Okay. Hey, this is quite a town, Griff. You ever been here before?
Oh, yes. I know Omaha very well.
That's all.
I used to come over here quite often to attend the theater, McGee.
Oh, the theater, huh? Oh,
yes. Yes, in fact, I was here a couple of years ago when Oklahoma played Omaha.
Good game, was it, Mr. Mayor?
Game?
Yeah, you said you seen Omaha play against Oklahoma here. Must have been a good game, too, because them Oklahomas play nice football in Omaha.
Just a minute, McGee. I don't think you
know, I just love football, Mr. Mayor. I wish I understood it. You know, McGee took me to see Michigan play William and Mary one time, and they had William down on Mary's 30-yard line.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden...
Wait. Molly, please... I'm afraid I didn't make myself quite clear here. When I mentioned Oklahoma, I didn't mean a football game. It wasn't a football game I saw at all. It was a musical comedy.
Oh, I know what you mean, boy. I've seen plenty of games like that. Team gets an off day and they play like a bunch of chorus girls, a whole flock.
They didn't play like chorus girls. They were chorus girls.
Huh?
There was a whole line of chorus girls.
Playing football? Heavenly days, those dainty little things.
No. Will you let me explain?
Chorus girls in the line, eh? I see. What they use in the backfield, ballet dancers? Because with chorus girls in the line distract the other players, the backfield could slip around the end and...
Stop it! This is getting ridiculous. Look,
that would let those little girls play a rough game like football and get all muddied up...
They didn't play a rough game of football.
Huh?
A rough game of mud ball.
What?
A flood ball.
You said that...
I didn't say a goal game at all.
You said...
A ball game this fall.
Oklahoma.
Look, when I said I saw Homer play Homer Loka... Homer play Hammer, Loma Loma,
no.
Locomona... I didn't say the music was... You were the ones that... I was only trying. You were the...
Omaha?
McGee?
Yes, boy?
I am taking a cab out to the Xaben Coliseum right now.
We know.
Sure, boy. May I go, too?
Yes. You may go straight to... Goodbye!
Here's a new tune by Ken Darby, dedicated to his old home state and mine, my little Nebraska town.
Just a little bit south of Omaha, on the Burlington Railroad line, there's Geneva, Bruning, Belvedere, and the next little town is mine. Though it's plain as can be, it's heaven to me, my little Nebraska town. There's a house with a yard full of clover, and a barn where we played Annie over. How I miss the perfume of lilacs in bloom and meadows of golden brown. How dear to me is the memory of my little Nebraska. There's a lazy old blue meandering through my little Nebraska town. There's a girl and a boy on the river. There's a kiss he forgot to give her. Now whenever I see a mulberry tree or meadows of milkweed down, I yearn again to return again to my little Nebraska.
taxi! Hey, taxi! I hope we get one quick. I got that speech to make at that Exarban Coliseum.
Well, I'm glad you finally realized Exarban is a coliseum and not a cold in the head.
Well, I finally found out.
Well, here's the cab.
Call a cab, lady. Where to? Oh, hello there, kid. Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny.
Hi, old-timer.
Well, what are you doing driving a cab?
Well, I'm just resting, daughter. Spent my first day in Omaha sightseeing.
Yeah?
Sight saw so much my feet hurt, so I got me a job driving a cab.
Well, we got no time to stand here blabbing, old-timer. Let's go, boy, to the Coliseum and don't spare the horsepower.
Okay, kids, we're off in a cloud of dust.
Well, it's lucky you came along, Mr. Old-timer. Now, don't drive too fast, though. We don't want you to get arrested.
Don't worry, daughter. They can't arrest me in this town.
They can't. Why not?
Well, I got no license. It ain't my cab, and I'm not even a citizen of Omaha.
Oh, my.
Well, just so we get there, boy.
Don't worry, Johnny. I'll get you there pronto.
Good.
One question, though.
Shoot.
Where is the joint?
What? Oh, my gosh. You don't know where it is? Well, stop. Dad, Raddick, we got to find that Coliseum. We've been driving around now for over an hour. That rally is half over by this time, and all them people...
I don't see it no place, kids. But I know another nice little place. Charlie's place.
Charlie's place.
What an atmosphere. Sawdust up your ankles and barbecue sauce up your eyebrows. Why, it's the...
We best... don't want to go to Charlie's place.
Well, now, how about the railroad station, kids? I can find that.
Huh?
Put you on the Union Pacific. You can go any place on the Union Pacific, Johnny.
I don't want to go anyplace. I want to go to the Exarban Coliseum. I got to make a speech.
Wait, stop the cab.
Huh?
Get up off the floor there, McGee.
Huh?
Let's ask the man on the corner there. He'll tell us where the Coliseum is.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bud. Come here a minute.
Well, McGee, Missus.
Heavenly days, it's Ole.
Hi, Ole.
Yes, sure. Glad to see you, Missus. I'm even glad to see you, McGee.
Huh? Well, come on. Hop in, Ole. You know where the Exarban Coliseum is, Ole?
McGee, I don't even know where Omaha is. Where is the hotel?
You mean you've been lost ever since you got here?
That's right, Missus. Yeah? I used to wander around as unhappy as a Swede at a Norwegian picnic.
Well, if you couldn't find a hotel, where did you sleep last night?
At the stockyard with the cows.
The stockyard? You're lucky they didn't ship you out.
Well, I wasn't worried. They wouldn't get good price for me. I'm pretty tough around the T-bone, you know.
Well, you must like cows if you're willing to spend the night with them.
Oh, sure. In Sweden, they got great big flocks of cattle.
Huh? Do you have cowboys there?
No. In Sweden, all cows are squirrels, McGee.
Ask a squarehead question, you get a squarehead answer.
You know, I like cows a lot because it was by a cow I first met my missus.
Oh, really? What happened, Ollie?
Well, she lived on next farm to me, you see. And one morning, it was so dark, we'd both go by mistakes to the same barn and start to milk the same cow.
Well, if it was so dark, how did you know she was there?
Well, when I squeeze, something squeezes back, you see.
And that was the beginning of romance?
Sure. Soon we was making beautiful music together, you know, squirting milk into the same bucket.
Well, this ain't getting me to the Coliseum. Dad Raddick, where is that Coliseum?
I still say we ought to go to Charlie's place.
Oh, pipe down and hunt the Coliseum. I got a beautiful speech.
Well, but Charlie's place is the only place I can find. See? We're coming to it now.
Dad Raddick, old-timer, I told you I don't want to... Oh, my gosh. Stop the cab. Stop it. Whoa.
What is it, dearie?
Look. Right across from Charlie's place. See it? Exarban.
Gesundheit.
Huh?
Oh! The Exarban Coliseum.
Well, what do you know? I found it. Maybe I ought to stay here and get a license.
Yeah. Well, come on, Molly. Let's hurry. Hurry up. We'll sneak through the stage door. I hope we ain't too late.
So do I, lover. Here's the door. Looks pretty dark, dearie. One small light on the stage.
Empty.
Everybody gone home.
Oh, dear. And after you worked so hard on your speech.
Yeah. Gee whiz, nobody here to listen.
Look, sweetheart, Mother's here.
Huh?
I'll listen. I'd love to hear that speech.
Yeah? You would? Well, sit down, Tootsie. You're going to hear it. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here to... My gosh. Pasquale.
Si, signore.
Oh, fine. We are gathered here tonight to talk about the community chest. And I want to say to you that if we all get in there and... Hey!
Bibb and Molly return in a moment. You know, there are times when nothing is quite so satisfying as a good cup of coffee. And if you're in the habit of creaming your coffee, Pet Milk is for you. You see, Pet evaporated milk, unlike ordinary milk, is just the right consistency for coffee because it's concentrated to double richness. Yes, Pet Milk is actually twice as rich as ordinary bottled milk. That's because Pet Milk is good, sweet, country milk with nothing but water taken out. In fact, more than half the water is taken out of the rich country milk to make Pet evaporated milk. So you can see why Pet Milk is so right for you if you're a coffee drinker who customarily reaches for the cream. And for the same amount of money you ordinarily spend for coffee cream, you can get more than twice as much Pet Milk. So your money goes twice as far. And your coffee is creamy colored, mellow, satisfying when you use Pet Milk. Try it, won't you? I'm sure you'll like it. Get several cans of Pet Milk at your grocer's tomorrow.
Ladies and gentlemen, you don't need to be told about the community chest, what it does and what it stands for. But we would like to remind you that the need for community chest services is greater this year than ever.
So when your volunteer chest worker knocks on your door, dig deep, won't you? And give as generously as you can. Good night.
Good night, all.
The first evaporated milk, Pet Milk, brings you Fibber McGee and Molly each week at this time. Be with us again next Tuesday night, won't you? Have you ever wanted to try your hand at matchmaking? Young wife Sally Carter has her chance when she introduces a home-loving bachelor to a pretty young widow. But matchmaking has its complications, and what they are you'll hear in the story of the week on Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor program next Saturday morning. You'll also hear the Pet Milk recipe of the month for Party Peach Pie, a prize dessert that calls for everyday ingredients and needs no baking. For double rich entertainment and information, tune to NBC next Saturday morning for Pet Milk's Mary Lee Taylor.
Next is Big Town and Playhouse on Broadway on NBC.